We are now live on Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. This is episode number 96. We kicked things off last week with Casso, and he came back for more today. He brought about 15 people with him, so this is classic. The clan is in the building. And we got Tia with us as well. What's going on, Tia?
What's
good?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. What's up? What's good?
Chilling.
Me too.
Getting everything set up.
Yeah, let's do that.
I want to play a record, then we're going to come back and do this because we got to be properly prepared because it's not blackout season anymore, so we're going to take it back a little bit and we're going to throw this joint on. When we're back, we'll have Caso with us.
Don't be surprised you're not the only one to start implying that I own something. You heard some things about me. Well, I heard some things about me. Now me think you're looking at me for love. We the only real ones that ain't drinking. Screaming money.
Figured they should know why you came here.
Right.
What's good, my dude?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. That was the anthem for a while.
Yeah, No Bull. That was one of my favorite records, too. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, in the future, you know, we might be able to do something with that.
More?
Yeah, something better.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very ambiguous, right?
Hey, you pull out the staying in the video, though, you know?
Yeah, those are some good times, man. That was a really good time, No Bull. I can't even front.
Yeah, man. Live, everything.
Oh, yeah, the Brighton Music Hall when we shut down the whole stage and everybody got, yeah, that was an incredible night as well. Shout out to Mindspray for that night.
Hell yeah, shout out to them. That's one thing I like is you always spread the love back, you know, bring everyone on stage. You showed up here with maybe not 15, but I don't know.
Yeah, I came with like half a small world. This is like a lot of major pieces from like artists from the label to like, you know, staff and like, you know, the videographers as well. You know, I could go down the whole list of people if we shouting people out.
You want to do that now or you want to have them all on later?
I mean, well, actually, yeah. Y'all want to, yeah? If anything, when we come back, I introduce you to everybody personally.
That's what's good.
Yeah.
He shot out some of you already.
I guess, shot out a lot of them. Jonah Dre, yeah, I shot a lot of them.
A lot of them. So last week was dope, man, but we had to come back and do more because Tia wasn't here.
Sorry. I was sick.
No, don't apologize.
It's not your fault.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
No, I mean, we brought him back for you, like, you know.
It's literally the only reason why I came back.
Oh, that's so sweet.
No problem.
She's, like, starstruck.
I wish.
Yes, exactly, right?
Nah, she's hip. But, so, I couldn't believe, though, I went on Instagram today.
And my Instagram wasn't there?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, everybody has heart attacks when my Instagram's not there. So what happens is, when you gain followers over Instagram, if you don't post anything for a period of like 2 to 3 days, then you lose anywhere from 30 to like 40 followers. And the thing is, like, I do so much that I can't even like begin to like make something for that. So it's like, if I'm not even going to be on here and I'm going to lose a bunch of followers, I might as well take it down, focus on everything I got to do, and then make it, like, a big deal when I come back. Make sure everything was worth it, you know?
They can't unfollow you if you're not there,
yeah,
right?
You can't unfollow me if you're not there.
That's dope. That's a gem for all y'all out there.
Can't unfollow me if my account doesn't exist.
That's dope. So it is coming back.
Yeah, it has to come back. December 7th, we're going to kick the season back off. I'm like 100% sure that when the season kicks back off, that's going to be everything coming back on SoundCloud. Papa Don is going to host everything. Yeah, see? It was worth it. You seen your face?
Yeah,
everything's going to be on SoundCloud. So it's like, it's starting a new chapter. I use everything that I learned from the first half of Blackout Season to gauge the next appropriate steps, you know, to determine what it is that I need to do and, like, how to get to where I need to get to.
Can you, I know you're being secretive right now, but are we getting something like midnight on the 6th, like turning into the 7th? We're gonna have to wait all day.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I know for a fact that it's gonna come in batches. So essentially, we already released 14 records. I think it's gonna be spread up into increments of 5, and then the last one is 4. And basically, what's gonna happen is Papa Don is gonna post all the cover arts and everything. And immediately on the 7th, the first batch is gonna be there. On the 8th, the second batch is gonna be there. On the 9th, the last batch is gonna be there. And then we're gonna continue the season after that. So
that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I told you I'm going to doing the BMAs on Thursday, so I need my soundtrack
when
I roll up.
I got you, you know. I got you.
I need to remember who I'm there for.
Hopefully, you know, we get an invite one day soon.
Man, it's happening. Don't even worry about it. Start on awards and whatever, you know.
Exactly. Yep.
And for that.
Just keep putting out bangers.
That's all I can.
That's all you got to do, man. It's so easy.
I got a clan full of people that put out nothing but bangers. So all you right. think I'm nice, wait till you hear these guys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, these guys are, like, extremely exceptional. You know, Jonah and Dre have been, like, making incredible music in the Latin market. Alar has been, like, elevating his sound, and it's been sounding beautiful, you know. It's like, for the first time, you know, like, I'm not looking outside for competition. Now I'm looking in my clan and I see competition, and it's like, oh, I gotta keep up with these guys.
Yeah.
So it's a blessing. It's definitely a blessing.
Can y'all rhyme without cursing? I'm just thinking about, remember when The Rock took over Flex and stuff? We gotta do something like that. Have Small World come in and just shut it down
and take
for
over
an
the
hour.
Whole radio station.
Yeah.
I'm for that. I'm definitely for that. I mean, well, this was kind of, you know, an attempt at that. You know, I just didn't want.
Is that what's about to happen? We got bars. Y'all got who's got bars?
Do they got bars? I mean, Jonas sings. I think Dre got bars, and LL might got bars. We're gonna have to go to a break and
we'll talk during the break.
Bars.
Yeah. It's live, baby.
We might get some
it's live.
Bars.
That's what's up. Well, we didn't get our exclusive. I'm not salty or anything, but we didn't get that. So
that I was slipping on. I'm not even gonna front. I'm not even gonna front.
Yeah,
it's a big like thing I gotta keep track of, you know.
I know.
I promise though, during the season, I'll make sure that you get at least one exclusive, so y'all can play
that's
on the radio
up.
Before it comes out, or they gotta listen to the radio to hear. We can make that happen. That's more than possible.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, you can quote me now. You know, I'm on the live too, so just go back to the live.
You're like double. Yeah, you're all sorts of documented doing this. So Tia, if you could ask Casso one question, what would it be?
Do you think you're the hottest rapper in Boston?
Do I think I'm the hottest rapper in the world?
Oh.
Yeah, I think I'm the best rapper alive. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Okay.
Yeah, only because my versatility, it stretches very, very far. And essentially, like, at this particular moment, due to the fact that I don't have the notoriety or the number of fans that a top-tier rapper would have, mm-hmm. it's hard to, like, determine that.
Right.
But once the project comes out and you listen to the project as a cohesive thing, you'll be able to, like, wow, this is actually pretty good. You know, it's not just I'm in the streets doing this, or I'm not just with these women every day. I'm well-rounded.
I feel that. You know, it's better to have more of a concept, more of a vision, rather than just saying nothing.
Facts.
I feel like that's what a lot of bigger people are starting to do. They're just saying nothing, and that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's difficult, though, because right now the market is being driven by the clubs.
Yup.
So being at the, a lot of the money is there, a lot of the artists is chasing the big hit. Fortunately, for my side, you know, that's what we do. So,
yeah.
So we got a little of both. You know, you got the club driven hits, and then we got the, you know, the intricate thought, deep songs like Eotic and things of that nature.
Versatile.
Yeah.
Gotta be. I feel like it's always been driven by the clubs, though. I feel like every generation is like, oh, man. And it's like, it was always, you know, there's always ways to, it's like, what do you want, though, the fame or the fortune? Because there's plenty of dudes eating off indie streams, like, right now.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tech N9ne.
Perfect example. Monster artist.
Yeah.
With, you know, nothing behind him besides what he put there. So
I think he's generating anywhere from 9 to 10 million a year too, off of these shows and everything he's doing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that have no idea who Tech N9ne is too. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, I mean, it's even like from, I mean, that's like the peak of it, but even from, like, you know, you got, there's people supporting families off it, you know? They're not, mm-hmm. you know, they're not millionaires, but, you know, respectable living, you know? It's crazy. Like, you just gotta, you know, I'm sure you've crunched all the numbers.
Yeah, unfortunately, multiple times.
Yeah. Do you guys, are you looking for investors, or are you just doing it?
Right now we're being very self-sufficient. If we ever let somebody come and be involved in it, it would be to, like, stretch our resources. Other than that, like, when I look at people and I look at D, you know, I know, like, there's nothing that we can't do ourselves. So if an investor or somebody came, they would have to literally stretch our resources. You can't just say, I'm going to give you some money and let me get some of your money. That it doesn't work like that.
No.
Can't get down with the clan like that.
No. No, you cannot. We're going to play another throwback because we played the new ones last week.
Really? What you got over here?
Man. Well, I got some, like, stuff that I don't even think you know I have.
Yeah, but you got some classics? Let me find out.
But this one isn't quite hidden, but it definitely goes well with what you just said. So we'll be back with Casso after this. You tune in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Trip to chase the money off the rim. then she heard him next. Solo photo, you don't pose a threat. Don't know yoga, but the yoga stretch like a limousine. Hands, boy, I learned the ropes just to pull the strings. I've been dipping in and out the city, baby. You call me Castle, baby. Can you sell my diamond? Man, somebody, if we fuck with me, man, somebody.
Who the fuck we can? There ain't nobody if we fuck with me.
I am the connect. I am the connect. Pistol whipping out the corn. They can smell it through the jar. I am the connect. I am the connect. One and one with us. What's the king to a god?
To a god. What's the king to a god? What's the king to a god? What's the king to a god? What's the king to a god?
Jim going down with the Rockefellers. Jim going down with the Kennedys. Boy, I heard sex getting mamnish. That gon' be the only way they don't remember me.
Why?
I can teach you how to keep your paper steady.
How?
I can teach you how to keep your paper steady.
How?
Next time we in them call you asking for your time. Bang it on the and he ain't talking fatty. I can't go back to the road. I can't go back to the road. Holla, holla, I can't let this finish. They forgot who the fuck I is. They forgot who the fuck I is. They forgot.
I am the connect.
Yeah. The connect. Produced by Ronnie Bugatti, who's also in the building right now.
Shout out, Ronnie.
Shout out.
Yo, how can you listen to either of those songs and not absolutely lose it? Like, my energy is triple.
If you a hater.
Hater.
Exactly.
Pretty much the only way you can, yeah.
Are you accumulating haters?
Every day, unfortunately. You know, yeah. But it comes with attention.
Who's your biggest hater? You want to shout him out?
My biggest hater. You know what? I'm gonna be a good person today. We ain't gonna do that.
You got someone pictured though.
Yeah, I was gonna. Whoo. Yeah. But I'm trying to be a better man. I'm trying to protect, you know, my clan, walk forward, you know, in like some grace.
Okay.
You know.
But we see you.
Yeah, we see you.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's what's up. Yeah. Who's your biggest supporter then? We'll flip it that way.
My biggest supporter. Outside the clan?
Yeah.
Outside the clan, my biggest supporter is probably... Massapero. Nah, no disrespect to you guys, because you guys are pretty big supporters.
That's fine, that's fine.
But,
shout out Massapero.
Nick Urciolo and Massapero are definitely my biggest supporters. Nick was like... When I was like first filming, Nick used to let me go in the store and like paint his store so I could have a black backdrop and film and things of that nature. Like I couldn't, and that's the little things he used to do for me. So like, yeah, shout out to Massapero.
Shout out to them. They're so important to what's going on, just providing a space for artists to do things like that they need to do, whether it's shoot a video, have a release party, launch a clothing line.
Facts.
They got the dojo. You can record there.
Facts.
Shout out to Mass Apparel, for real.
That's how they got that follow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. How many people are you following these days?
I'm following Mass Apparel and Papa Don.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, when the season's over and the notoriety starts, you know, there are a couple more people I'm going to follow, but I'm not even going to lie to you. It's probably going to just be my clan.
Word. We can't even get a follow. You see that? We post dope content. Daily.
I mean, we can see like, when we
nah, we don't want
this,
it. We're not
know?
Begging.
That's
we're not
okay.
begging. We don't follow back
we
either.
We don't
so.
Want you to follow us anyway.
Say no more. Say no
yeah,
more.
We don't need you. Anyway, nah, we love. Please follow us at LFOD Radio on Facebook, Instagram, Live Free OD Radio on Twitter. If you're tuned in, let us know too. Shoot us some questions.
Shoot us a question. This
is a rare opportunity to talk to Caso.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be aware. This doesn't happen.
No, not at all. Especially like with me and the rest of the small world. It's not all small world, but most of small world is together, you know, at once, you know. This is a very, very rare thing. And we all in the middle of projects. We still shooting. We got big records coming out. Diabla by Jonah, Pain by Allah, Patty by Dre, you know. And you know, the funny part is, again, Gotti makes most of these beats. And when you see an incredible video, just understand that Jeff and Bird are behind them videos. I got to say Malcolm Digital right now. I'm messing up. I didn't do it right. My bad. I got you, Digi.
He doesn't even... He's
busy. He already filming right now. He ain't paying attention.
He's chilling, man. You know that.
Yeah.
Bird's been... I'm glad you guys linked up because I met you both very independently of each other and, you know, it was dope to see the worlds collide.
Yeah, Bird like my brother, you know. Bird like always been somebody that, like, aside from when the camera gets put down, you know, he still tries to protect me. He still tries to be out there and, like, care for me, you know. So, like, that's one of them bonds that, like, it couldn't get severed. And I'm really happy that I got that in a videographer because it's rare you get that in a friend, you know.
Yeah. Mm.
For
it. No, get it. I'm not used to having you here. So.
Oh, okay.
Shots.
I know, right? How'd you meet most of your crew?
Okay, to be honest, there's an individual who's not here right now, which is Bugatti's brother. I had a group that I was trying to put together, and he had a group he was trying to put together.
Mm-hmm.
We collabed, and then when we collabed, we weren't really, like, going anywhere in, like, the manner that we wanted to. That's when I met Bird, and that's when I met Jeff. Jeff was grinding. I think when I first met Jeff, who was another one of the videographers right now, his mind was so, like, I want to help people. I want to do good, you know, and I'm not doing this because I want to give it. It was organic that I was like, yes, you gotta, let's do this together, you know?
Yeah.
And Bird was like, Bird's one of them like gems you find, like, how is nobody working with you? Why are you by yourself? But then you come to realize that, you know, most of the people are herbs. So, like, you know, real recognize real, we came together. After that, D stepped up, and like, when I say Beyond stepped up, I mean, like, a lot of the actions pushed forward with the clan wouldn't have happened if he wasn't in the position he was in.
Mm-hmm.
LR, that's my brother, you know, like for years, you know. So when he started spitting, like, he would show me it, and then we would work on it, and then, like, he, like, for some reason just keeps getting better, and it's like wow, you know, like, how blessed am I to have these people around me. Dre and Jonah came with Bugatti. Jonah was already an incredible English artist. When I heard his music, like, there were so many intricate songs that, like, were deep and moving. And then when you hear his Latin music, it's like, I sing their songs wishing I knew how to speak Spanish. Like, all the time, you know. Especially Dre. Dre's banging out hits right now. Every time Dre get in that booth, it's another hit coming out. I love these guys. Like, sincerely.
I feel that love.
I know
you too, man.
It's beautiful.
Work.
It's true, man, what you said about a lot of people. Like, you spent a lot of time filtering through it. I know Bird and I have talked about that in the past. You know, like, you kind of got to trust everyone and, like, let them show you whether you should or shouldn't. Like, when you're meeting, mm-hmm. finding your way through, it's a small scene, but, like, you still got to feel your way through it and, you know, let people take them out of the picture, take themselves out of the picture, you know, slowly but surely. But Bird's good for some gems too. He's dropped a couple on me. He'll pull me over to party and be like, "What are you doing here?"
Yeah,
so too much regular stuff. You need to get out of here.
Yeah, Bird be always pulling me to the side and yelling at me about something. So, like, I definitely, yeah. Definitely wise man. Wise.
Yeah, we'll get him on the mic soon if he puts down the camera.
He puts on the cam for a second.
maybe. That's dope though, how it all came together and flowed, and it's just really is a clan. You're taking it back, like you said.
I'm blessed, like every day, you know, regardless of, like, you know, what happens, when I look at these guys and I know, like, what our future holds, I know I'm truly blessed to, like, have built this with them, because a lot of people build things and, like, they don't have too much fondness of the people they're around.
Mm.
And it's like, there's never a day where I feel obligated to say I know these people or help them with anything. It's always a pleasure. So, like, yeah, y'all gonna make me sound mad soft. I want y'all all know that, like, once this radio station's over, I'm gonna remind everybody how much I hate y'all. So don't get comfortable.
No, they're just gonna play the audio back. Constantly, exactly. You said you loved us. You said it's a pleasure.
I'm just a good PR person.
Yeah. So, what are you? Is the clan still growing, or are applications closed?
Applications.
Who are you looking for? Who do you? Are you trying to? Actually, that's what I'm trying to ask. Are you trying to connect with anyone else? Is there a producer? Is there anyone you're looking to build with? Or are you kind of, like, set up and ready to rock?
I want to tell you the books is closed, but we already know who we're picking up later.
Okay.
It's just difficult right now because we're trying to balance out a label and, you know, several other companies from a clothing line to a digital media company. And first, we're just trying to get the foundation for that laid before we start expanding. But we've seen a lot of prospects. It's just, you know, like, I feel like I don't, based on everything that I got, I don't need anything else right now at this point in my life. So, nah, not yet.
That's beautiful.
I was going to join.
Go ahead. No. Moment
to
over.
You.
Wow. It's okay.
What's happening?
Sorry, I just had to let you know on
air. All them shows she's been missing, you know, she forgot how to be on the radio.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I thought we had something here.
No. It's done.
You don't feel the same way?
Bye.
No.
All right, so when I press this button, that mic turns off. Which, so you can't hear it anymore. Yeah, anyway, Caso and, you know, I have an interview to do, so...
I'm still here. Oh,
you're back. Oh, she tried to yell. Let's play Eotic real quick, because you were talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's definitely.
And we talked about this on the last episode. We're dropping this as a twofa, a double feature. Caso, 2 weeks of blacking out with LFOD. We'll be back after this. This is Eotic featuring Tizzy. You tune in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Someone tell me why is it that I feel so different from everyone that I see, from everyone that I see.
I don't believe in shaking hands for the sake of show. I don't believe in shaking friends for the sake of dough. I know my time is coming, I'm just trying to take it slow. I just hate when Zian asks me more than they need to know. I never sleep, so much on my mind that I never speak. Niggas out here fighting over crumbs, fuck it, let them eat. Niggas out here jumping to conclusions, fuck it, let them leak. Till they fucking death, won't even waste my fucking breath. Fighting like an Uchiha for this vision. I protect the cats who overlook the vision, lose their vision round my neck. The man inside the man is the only one I can't neglect. So all the time I spend alone, it's time I'm spending
someone
to reflect.
So different from everyone that I see, from everyone that I see. I don't need women of fancy clothes. Money comes in as fast as it goes. Life is a battle against these lows. When will it stop? Don't nobody
we
know.
We all dream to be immortalized. Crystal splash before the highs. Playing dummies, trading long money for shoulder lies. Pray we see this mortal life. I pray one day we put them guns away and organize. Stack that paper towards the sky, past the sky, ask the sky. Why my niggas had to die? Why they try to get my nigga to him? Man, he had to ride. Had this thing go, we became cold. Can't trust the soul, this demon's in
someone
plain clothes.
Shout out to Tizzy. You can hear on Glory as well, 24 and 24, Bakari JB making that connection there.
Both incredible songs.
Absolutely.
Side note.
And so we're talking off air, we usually don't get into, you know, we're not here to say controversial things and make news and create headlines and things like that. We kind of let things go. But one thing I noticed over the weekend was everywhere I went, people were talking to me about this Joyner Lucas video. So I feel like being in Boston, being that we've had Joyner on here for ciphers and interviews and things like that, like, is definitely something everyone in the scene is talking about. So we just figured we'd give our 2 cents there. I don't know how Tia feels about it. I texted her and asked her to watch it, and she said she had already watched it 7 times. So. Mm-hmm.
Five times?
Oh, you said dope. 7 in the text.
That's dope.
So what do you think about it?
You know, I have like a lot of feelings about it. I actually got into an argument with one of my like, I don't want to say rivals, but like someone who I never agree with on the internet about. So basically, I think that the video was, I don't want to say inaccurate, but like not so much. Oh God, I'm trying to think of a light way to put this.
Nah, get as heavy as you want.
I don't want to say it's inaccurate, but I don't think it's also the best portrayal of that side of the political spectrum. But also at the same exact time, like,
meaning the black guy's side.
Yeah, and no, actually, I meant like the Trump supporting side.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not that I support Trump or anything, but
no, we know that. we know that.
But I do know people personally, like even in my own family, who do support Trump, which is beyond me because like it's not like my family's from this country or anything. But you know, and I know a lot of them don't share those views. And if you don't know already, like I am mixed, and we have some on my white side who do support Trump, which once again, they also are not from this country. And it's not so much the extreme that is represented in that video. But at the end, there was like, let's try to accept each other's differences and understand each other. And I was like, you know what, I kind of felt that, because it's like, I feel like we should be able to get to that point without having to name call or like offend people, and a lot of people don't agree, and that was one of the things I got into an argument about, because it's like, oh, that's just never how it's going to be. We're never going to be able to understand each other for our differences, and we just need to accept that, and that's just how life's going to be. And it's like, that's not true. That's not how life has to be. You can educate, you can express how you feel, you know, your own experiences, and you can get that point of view out there. But I don't know, that was just my little thoughts, tidbit.
Those are they're important thoughts. Don't put your thoughts down. I mean, that's what it's for. Like, yeah, I think, yeah, I saw a lot of people calling for like, why didn't he snuff him, why didn't that, and it's like, yeah, ideally we'll be able to do that. I actually had the other point of view is, I thought he nailed the white dude, because you hear,
really?
Yeah, dude, I know people who, you know, the biggest hip hop fans you might know, but still terrified if they see a black person.
Yeah.
And it's like, how are you, like, what are you, like, some people just can't make, whatever, they're not making that connection, so
yeah.
He's really trying to drive it home. I thought it was good satire, but I did feel like then when it was time for the rebuttal, he kind of dropped the ball there, because, I mean, I think he just wanted to have a viral video and have people talking about it, so
yeah.
In that sense, he accomplished it, but I feel like he didn't really, like, think out that side of it, like,
yeah.
Maybe he should have talked to someone, you know, who could, because it was just like the white dude had all these, you know, he was very clear, like, this is what you're saying is racist. And when I saw like the 1 minute clip, I was like, oh, that's dope, like, he got that. And then I saw the full thing, and it was like the black dude was just like, I'm angry, I can't drive my car, you don't know about fried chicken or watermelon, you're jealous. Like,
yeah.
he didn't talk about anything systemic, he didn't talk about anything like that would lead to the things that the white guy was feeling. He was just like, nah, I'm angry, you don't get it. Like, so I feel like he kind of did a disservice there. Like, I don't know if you saw the Mison.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
So like, or anybody, like, he could have, I don't know, just sat down with Talib Kweli for a minute, or like Googled, like, I don't know, like, I think he accomplished what he set out to accomplish with it.
Right.
But I think he could have. I don't think it's going to change anyone's mind that didn't already feel a certain way.
From an artist's perspective, I just want to, like, congratulate him, one, for, like, pushing the envelope, and two, you know, commend him for pushing the envelope, because regardless of like how it was perceived, you know, this is a Massachusetts artist opening the door on a political matter, you know, and becoming a subject of debate. So now there are artists who, if they are equally as political, whether or not, you know, they're equally as talented, they now have more of a, the door is wider now for this conversation. So like he didn't have to do that, but he did do it. So I respect him.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like I'm bashing. I think people are just disappointed because he was like 95% there. I think he was like almost, but also shout out UNH Wildcats. So little New Hampshire pride there.
I don't know.
We made the video.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
I think like,
don't apologize to me, Evan.
Okay, and I'm going to stop doing that. I think, though, that with the whole rebuttal part, it kind of echoed what a lot of, this is an offensive word to some people, but like Hotep Twitter sounds like.
I'm staying out of this. I'm turning my own mic off.
And like I think that it was, it's kind of like, if this is what he was going for, then I think he did a great job, because this is what I thought he was doing. I thought he was trying to express how some people get the gist of what's going on, and they know that like there are these injustices in the communities and everything, but they have really horrible, horrible arguments, and they just like don't know how to respond. And I thought that's what he was trying to do.
Right, if you knew, you knew what the guy was, where he was coming from, and you didn't need that to be said. Yeah, there's certain things that just go unspoken.
Yeah.
But
like, also, like, I completely feel that. Like, he totally could have, and his message was great, but I feel like he definitely could have went further and talked about, like, for generations, this is what's been happening. For the past few years, it's been a lot more vocal for people who don't look or don't fall under a certain category. This is how life is, and he definitely could have done that, but I don't know, I thought that's what he was going there for, that one
word. That's my word.
Word. Yeah, I mean, he'd have to, I think he just wanted us to have this discussion. We'll have to ask him maybe what he was going for.
Yeah, we should definitely,
if he'll come
him.
Back on. But
come back.
No, we don't beg. That's like number two. Like,
come back.
You don't
if
beg
you
for
want.
Followers. You don't beg for interviews.
Exactly. I told someone the other day, he didn't like, luckily he was cool about it, but he was like, he was trying to, he was like, y'all never hit me up. And I was like, we don't hit anyone up. You hit us up.
You hit us, we don't hit
and
you.
And then you can come on. Like,
and we determine your respect.
I do that with life.
Yeah. Attract what you want, you know? So anyway, Kosta, thanks for being a part of that. I know it has nothing to do with blackout season.
I mean, honestly, blackout season is really about the, secretly it's about the city. I'm not even going to lie to you. I was just trying to push the envelope for the city. So that's another person pushing the envelope. So it all ties together.
Yeah, he does. Shout out to Joyner. And
shout out.
We definitely rock with him. He gets a lot of, just seeing his whole rise is like so, speaks so much to how things are in the scene out here, where people know everyone a little too well. Like, so many other artists are just chirping about him all day, and it's like, dude, he's real talented, and he's making waves for the area. So just, you know,
hey man, haters gonna hate.
They are going to, man. That's all you can, you just gotta let them do what they do. So I want to play a record. I want to come back with the Clan. We don't have the Clan because it's way too dirty, but I feel like Double the Bands, that's kind of the same feel.
Ooh,
right,
double the buns, double that. The buns, double the paper.
There's a video out for this one too. We'll be back after this with Kosta and the whole Clan, most
small
of the
world.
Clan, small world in the building. Live free or die.
Reflex, who gon' stop?
Nobody.
Oh my God, I think I'm Keith Sweat. Oh my God, I think I'm on the road. Boy sick, think he caught a cold. Same dude said he never sold. Couldn't get the Q cup and bought the O. Shh.
my name, all I need to know. Only thing that you need to know. Say I'm skinny, but I'm eating up. Yeah, and it's got me fucked up. It's off me that she locked up. You ain't talking money, shut the fuck up. Cause I'm rolling with the same gang. Still hating, nigga, shame, shame. Laid low to remain sane. And I leveled up when that pain came. Money calling, that's the rain, rain. Different world like the Wayne Wayne. Opportunity knocking like bang, bang. Digging tip me like dang, man. Why you always got a name change? Black moles, constant funds, and relic. Best rap alive, it's the same thing. Yeah, again, it's the same thing. We ain't even in the same game. Oh, fuck, I'm talking about the same guy.
Bitch, your licks got the heat, bitch.
We ain't even in the same league. Double the bands, double the bands, double the paper. Double the bands, double the bands, double the paper. Double the bands, double the bands, double the paper. Double the bands, double the bands, double the paper.
Am I the only one that's not afraid to address the elephant in the room? He had to sell his soul to the devil. He a little one out.
Live Free or Die Radio. We're back. We got Casa. We got Small World. In the world. Building, we got Tia with us still as well. We turned her mic back on.
Right.
Wow.
Dixie, look, Tia, you upgrade first. You know how your mic went, now you got your mic on.
I feel like today has not been productive.
Today has been one of the greatest days.
You grew. It was an elevation.
It's just been a...
Your mic was all...
Drag
on.
Tia through the mic.
Things change when you're glowing, Tia. Wow. Things change. So who we got? We got, like...
Okay,
whole bunch of dudes in one
behind mic. Behind me of the whole Small World, you know, the whole entire corporation. I got the president behind me. It's my boy D. Say what's up.
What up? It's Clark. You know what I mean? Small World president, artist as well.
You may remember him from last week. Drop a few gems.
The one arguing with me about Diddy and Hov in the Double the Bands video.
Yes.
To the left of me, I got Jonah.
What up, Jonah? Jonah F Music. Follow me Twitter, Snap. Instagram,
John
F. Music.
Lion R&B and pop artist.
Dope.
Next to him, I got Andrea Dallas.
What up? Andre Dallas. You know what I mean? Artist, engineer, event coordinator. Do a lot of things. Hope you do the same.
Everybody's going to be light-skinned today. I got Bugatti right next to him. Makes all the beats.
What's up, everybody? Ronnie Bugatti. You can follow me on Twitter, rBugatti, B-U-G-O-D-I. Oh, yeah.
I got L-Law, another hip-hop artist there with me.
What's the word? It's L-Law. Follow me on the gram, L-Law_617.
All right. And I got my shooters, but they busy shooting.
Yeah.
We got Malcolm Digital. Follow him on Instagram at Malcolm Digital. We got Hef the Best. We got follow him on Instagram at Hef the Best. That's J-E-F the Best. You know, you can't spell the best wrong, you know. And shout out to, I don't even know if we told him yet. Okay, it's probably not the conversation. This is another meeting, but, you know.
Nah,
we,
tell him.
Nah, yeah. It's not.
Oh,
okay. He won't give us
it's
anything.
It's good.
Just know we got a lot in store for a lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot in store. Shout out to Arjenis. Shout out Fernando. You know, they do a lot of the marketing on the Spanish side of the music, so. Or the Latin side.
All right. Yeah. Your Spanish getting better, Caso?
Nah.
Wow.
I just be in there, you know it say watermelon when you don't know the word. I just when the song comes out, I just be like watermelon.
That's a gem. That works. If you're ever singing a song you don't know the word, watermelon fits.
Nope.
Try it next time.
Nope.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, actually, I believe Jonah's dropping in December, Allah's dropping in December, and Dre's dropping in January. So definitely be on the lookout for that. I'll tag them, I'll definitely send the records to them.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a list.
Yeah.
So I can make sure everyone gets it.
Yeah.
So this dude's been talking the whole time. What's good with you, man?
Oh yeah, so Jonah F Music, Small World. So do a lot of Latin music right now. We're dropping a track late December called Diablo. So right now I'm focused really on the Latin side of things. But me and Castle got a lot in store right after blackout season as far as my R&B side of other things. It's going to be a lot to look forward to. So yes, I'm working on a lot right now.
You got anything out yet or your first one's coming?
Right now it's all about blackout season. Then we'll move on to Jonah season.
Okay.
So yeah, it's about blackout season.
Oh, so you claim the next season already. They got to wait too?
Nah. It's all about different seasons.
We could claim the whole year next year if we want to.
Right? Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah. We're taking it easy.
Shut it down.
I mean, you can claim it, but.
Damn. Hey, she's shooting back now. Look what we've done.
You'll see, because Castle's giving y'all blackout season, you know?
Okay.
We got Jonah F Music to soothe y'all out later, you know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, so a lot of good things coming. We just excited right now as a group, moving forward, progressing. So it's exciting. It's just exciting. Yeah, a lot of work, but hard work is exciting stuff.
It's a lot of work, but that's what makes it worth it.
Jonah's, yeah, definitely.
Jonah's going to be dropping Diablo later on this year. It's going to be the first big Latin record from the label. You know,
is it Diabla?
Diabla.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what that means?
The devil, but feminine.
Exactly. So yeah, it's real. A lot of like the urban Latin that's been coming out right now, following that wave. And it's going to transition over to greater things. It's all ripple effect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Later on this month, like I said earlier, you know, we got Elar dropping. You should look out for that Shot Caller record with me and Elar. Is going to do big in these streets. You know, after that, he got one of my favorite records from him coming out called Pain. I'm not allowed to be telling y'all all of this stuff, but like I'm like a fan, so you know, I'm really excited. And then like I said, in January, you can expect that Patty video from Dre and Jonah. That's another Latin song. You don't know the words, you don't got to speak Spanish, but you're going to be jamming to it. I promise you that.
Yes, sir.
At this point, you got to speak Spanish.
Yeah. And the only thing I know, there's one part of the song, it's like, Esta chica loca. I don't even know what I'm saying. It's the only part I know.
Sneak peek.
That's the only part I know.
Exclusive.
Wow.
Ah, the crazy girl.
Fluent.
No, that means you crazy girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. See?
That crazy girl.
We're gonna let the music speak for itself. I don't want that to be the joke.
We need the remixes. We need the Caso remixes.
I remixed the Creepy Kush for the Clan, you know.
I heard that.
If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have never hopped on that. But you know, I heard that Creepy Kush. They talked to me, they talked me through it, they gave me the cosign, you know, I did my thing.
So, and I got a problem with Nikki. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh.
Because we had that plan for a couple weeks, but she beat us to the punch, you know?
Yeah.
She
went ahead and dropped it. We planned to drop the Creepy Kush before Nikki did the remix. And then literally the day we was about to drop it, Nikki dropped her remix. And it was just like, okay.
How do you pick which remixes you're going to jump on? Because you've done a few.
It's in between which ones have the hottest bars and which ones I'm feeling more. For the whole Black Friday thing, I wanted a lot of high octane music, and I wanted you to be like, no, he didn't hop on this every time. So like,
yeah,
that's how a lot of those, the shock value.
The creepy one caught me off.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Kush.
Do you find that pushes your own flows, like having to do that? Does that help?
Yeah, it's one of them things that it tests the idea that I'm versatile. And when I'm able to do it successfully and not, you know, sound like somebody that was trying to do it, but sound like somebody that does do it, then I feel like, you know, like, yeah, this is good. I'm doing right. And my job is done. You know?
Exactly.
None of y'all want to talk. Everybody want to be shouted.
Yeah, this is the quietest takeover I've ever heard.
We're just letting my man talk. Shout out to Lo Charlatane. Shout out to Lo Charlatane, too. Give him a quick shout out. You know, shout out to Lo Charlatane. Yeah. Big supporters.
I want to say something. What's up?
What's good?
What's up, world? How y'all feeling?
They're out there.
I'm digging the setup, though. I'm digging this radio station. It's dope.
Thank you.
It's dope, man. I'm digging what you're doing for the city, too.
Do our best, man. Yeah. Create the platform. And there's so much good music.
Word.
A lot of it in this room.
Since nobody's going to talk, I'm going to use this time for the shameless plugs. Shout out to that 1923 clothing. You know, everybody.
Okay.
And it
Whoa.
Right now.
What?
Yeah, this small world clothing now. You know what I'm saying?
Because I was going to say I need to get you some new LFOD, but like now we're gonna have to trade.
It's itchy, you know. Like I was like, yo, actually, you know, to be honest with you, we were supposed to start a clothing line a long time ago. Nobody made the move. Dre made a bunch of prototype shirts for us.
Yeah.
After he made the shirts for us, I was like, all right, let me design something that's a little more appropriate, you know. After I designed them, D was like, what? No, we're starting a clothing line right now. We're not waiting for this. And then next thing I know, you know, everybody got small world clothes.
Well, I'm going to talk to D then. I'm going to see what his size is, and we'll swap.
It's still a bit exclusive, too, but we dishing them out pretty soon to the world.
And we definitely showing love to everybody. So, LFOD, you know what I mean? We definitely grabbing a couple off you, and you know we got you with the 1923.
That's what's up. It's on. We got a record of it again. This is what we do.
It's all of it's on record, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trapped. I made a lot of promises in this radio interview.
That's why we like having you on, because you promise all sorts of wild things.
Do I deliver these promises is the thing? I don't
want
to be a person
just... 9 out of 10.
Oh, yeah, the 50 mil is the only one.
That's the only one you missed so far, but that's reasonable.
When I touch a billion, we're never having this conversation again.
You don't have to do radio when you get there, my dude. You don't have to talk to anybody.
They don't even like to talk now. I might still have to do that later, so...
Actually, that's a question. When you hit your financial freedom, whatever number that ends up being, are you gonna like just shut it down and never speak again? Or
to be honest with you, it's one of them things where after I've like accomplished everything I want to financially, me and D have spoken on as to like where the clan is gonna move and how things are gonna move. But my next option is to like try and save the world. That sounds really herby and cheesy.
No, you told me you wanted to feed people.
Yeah, so it's I know I'm gonna touch a lot, and I know I'm gonna help a lot of people touch a lot. So the goal is to literally like try and save the world as much as like as much as I can. And I feel like that's one of them like obligations, because it's one of them things where it's like, you know, when you wake up and you think you can do something, and know you're supposed to do something, you have to do it.
Right.
If you didn't do it, that just makes you like less of a man. So it's like, I know my job is to like try and save the world. So unfortunately,
no pressure.
After that money come, you probably not gonna hear that much rap from me. I'm gonna be
okay.
Yeah, Superman. I also hopped on Mega Man, called it Superman. Go listen to that too.
That's true. Yeah, we got to listen to the last podcast. If you didn't hear our first one, Caso, probably a year ago, year and a half ago. But you talked a lot about your, you know, your plans for after rap and, you know, giving back. And, you know, Caso is a real life superhero.
I try to be, you know, and like, again, like, a lot of the stuff that I do now would not be possible without these people around me. Yeah. Small World is not a label. It's not a corporation. We're the Illuminati. So, you know, come get down. Yeah, it's a fact.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
It's real deep. It's real deep out here. Ain't lying about any of that.
You saw nobody disagree when I said we're the Illuminati. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. It's all 23s. That's what we present. We call each other Jordans. 23. We call each other. Hey, man.
Nah, on some really factual stuff, it got to a point where like everybody was functioning on the same level creatively, and we was like, this is not like a team with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. This is a team with Michael Jordan and Michael Jordan and Michael Jordan and Michael Jordan. So, all
right.
It's a blessing.
I love it. Y'all got like a football roster too.
Yeah.
You're past basketball.
Wait till you see the whole clan.
Yeah. I can't wait. We gotta do one. You gotta do it. Are you ever gonna do it? Actually, never mind. It's a stupid question. We'll keep moving. So
there's no such thing as
look at me editing myself live on air. And my dude Thomas. Shout out to Thomas. We don't ever shout him out. He edits these. He's gonna cut this whole section out. And
I'm willing to answer if you want to ask. You know, don't worry about it.
Nah. Just keep giving back. I love how he puts on for everyone in here with everything he does. So that's dope. And you're the rapper. That's your job. It's to shout it louder than them.
CEO.
Damn.
CEO.
I'm confused. I thought you were like Illuminati. Now you're like the CEO.
So this is the thing. Like, in Illuminati, there are many divisions.
Oh, okay.
You know, in the corporate side of Illuminati, you know, I'm the CEO. On the like Illuminati side, right. I'm all master. You know, we're not going to get into that though. Okay. This is just radio interview.
So like you like a wizard? Like,
yeah, I wear a hat.
Oh,
and everything.
Okay.
You know, we have to drink Rihanna's blood before we work,
wow,
all that stuff.
That
yeah.
sounds terrible. Okay.
You wouldn't drink Rihanna's blood?
No.
I think I would.
Okay, well, that's what you're into.
I'm not into it. I just think if, like, someone gave me that option, like, I feel like...
It sounds like you're into that.
Welcome to the clan.
Yeah, I'm in the clan now.
Wow. So you reject my application, but because he's going
to
drink...
You're not willing to go
blood.
All the way.
If you want to get down with the clan, you got to drink Rihanna's blood.
Wow.
You have to bathe in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
For those of you that don't know, Caso also is hilarious. He's with the skits. When his Instagram's back, where's Caso?
Yo, them skits is funny. I be watching them sometimes. I be like, are you serious? And the thing that I like about them the most is that a lot of people are like, I didn't know you were like this. I thought you were just mad, quiet, and depressed. And I'm like, nah, my skits is funny too. Everything else is true, but my skits is also funny.
That's hilarious. All right, Caso, Small World. This has been dope. Live Free or Die. We're going to do this. This will be up probably Thursday, too. So Thursday is going to be a crazy day for everyone. We'll try to get out tomorrow. Probably Thursday, maybe tomorrow night. It's going to be on iTunes.